The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." And so Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." And Jesus answered, "You say I am king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. I hope and pray everyone had a blessed Thanksgiving weekend, continuing to have one. And I know not everyone has the blessing, but I hope many of you had the blessing to be with friends and family, celebrate a meal together. Did you know what always happens? Always happens when you get together. It doesn't always happen, but it can happen. Someone brings up politics. We don't like that, do we? We say, don't bring that up. But guess what? Today, I get to go there. Today's feast, Christ the King, is intentionally declared to be a political feast. Do you believe me? Good for you. Pope Leo, in 1925, along with an earlier teaching of the previous pope, proclaimed this as a feast at the end of the liturgical year to remind us that Christ is the King, and that Europe especially saw the rise of nationalism, the creation of nation states that would vie against each other and compete and promote their interests. It led to World War I. And increasing after World War I, many feared another war. And so the Pope proclaimed that although we live in many nations, amongst many different kings, there is only one King of all nations, Christ, one God of all people, and that we must work for the good of all and not be deceived by the rhetoric of any one nation. And so this is a challenging message. It's saying that we are Christians, but we live in the world, but we're not of the world, and that we are supposed to shape the political realities in which we live and not let them shape us. And we do have the responsibility as Christians to be involved in the good of society, including politically. It's not just something we can say, oh, that's not me. But it is our role to promote the good of the kingdom in which we belong to first, and that is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of all nations, the God of all people. And so we are obligated to vote our conscience. No one can tell us how to vote. No one can tell us how to act in this world. But to vote your conscience or to act on your conscience means that the conscience must be first informed. And we must, as difficult as it is, try to learn the issues and learn different sides and see the different sides, but even more so, we must pray on it and bring in the gospel values to all we do in every area of our life is if Christ is King. And so it's difficult. I know. It's difficult. I vote. I act in the world, and I'm many times conflicted. But Christ gives us in this gospel a guide that's very helpful. Standing before Pilate, it's a powerful image. Jesus with a crown of thorns, wounded by his flogging, poor and seemingly weak in front of Pilate, representing the strongest power in the world. And Jesus says, I've come to testify to the truth. And so before we're red or we're blue or this nation or that nation, we all have a responsibility to seek the truth, to proclaim the truth, and to work for the truth. It can become our guide. And so this feast is reminding us all that we live in political realities, but as Christians, we're called to shape those realities, because whether we have leaders that we agree with or disagree with, whether we have leaders, even though we shouldn't judge others, good or bad, if we act according to the truth, goodness, and the gospel, can force and encourage our leaders to do the right things. And so any system is only as good as those who make it up. And so this feast, again, reminds us that our first allegiance, our first patriotism is to the kingdom of God, and that shapes everything else. And so you've heard it said, God bless America. Jesus says, blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, blessed are the peacemakers. And Scripture tells us that we who are blessed are called then to be a blessing for others. You've heard it said in our political rhetoric, make America great, America first. Jesus says, those who wish to be great, those who wish to be first, must be last and servant of all. For if Christ is truly the King of all nations, God of all people, unless we're working for all nations, all people, the common good, we're not working for Christ. And you've heard it said, the greatest honor is to die for your country. And that can be a great honor. But Jesus says, those who lose their life for my sake and the sake of the gospel will have eternal life. The list goes on. I leave it up to you. But we're called, recognizing we live in a nation that has its particular biases, to recognize that the gospel is our highest standard, and that together we're called to make this kingdom of Christ come. And it sounds idealistic, doesn't it? Many people will say religion and doing loving your neighbor and doing justice and good and truth doesn't work in the real world. But I again remind you of that image in the gospel. Jesus, who was rejected because he was not a powerful, worldly military ruler, standing in front of one of the most powerful rulers in the world. A pushover, right? But through his death and resurrection, forming of the early Christian church and the martyrs who laid down their lives proclaiming his kingdom amongst a difficult political regime that was brutal, that Christian truth and goodness, witness, actually overthrew the Roman government. In the year 312, the emperor converted to Christianity, and never perfectly, but they changed their ways and tried to promote goodness and truth, the common good for all people. And so, in the end, Christianity, the gospel, is not weak. It just takes many people to work together to do it. And that's the challenge. And that may not happen in our lifetime, and amongst our political and divided world, it's hard to believe it might happen. But Christ promises it will happen, even if he has to come again in power. And Christ showed us that in the meantime, the short term, if we're standing in the midst of wrong and trying to do what is right, Even in our families, we get persecuted and we must suffer. But Christ's victory over sin and death frees us and gives us the courage to always work for his kingdom, whether it's popular or not, to work for truth, freedom, and justice. So on this feast of Christ the King, let us remember he is the King of all nations, the God of all people, and he is our King, and we're called to serve him.